This is Jay Sekulow, victory in a case involving the pro-life issue. And President Carter calls Hamas a legitimate form of government.
We don't want any more of this. We don't need a one-man foreign policy roadshow.
For a former president to go and legitimize Hamas, a blatant terrorist organization, is as close to treasonous as you can get.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Quote, Hamas was not legitimized by my visit, Carter said. This is talking about President Carter, former President Carter. Quote, they were legitimized by the fact that their people voted for them by the ruling party. In other words, let me give you the exact language he used. It's very important to understand the exact language here. Quote, Hamas was not legitimized by my visit, former President Carter said. They were legitimized by the fact that their people voted for them to be the ruling party in their parliament. And therefore, he undertook his negotiations. Fortunately for all of us, he's back in the United States now, at least on his way back. And what a dangerous precedent, though, this set. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're going to talk about the Carter visit. We're going to talk about the Supreme Court case involving that display of the Ten Commandments in Utah. We're going to talk about a pro-life victory, at least another step towards victory. Frank Mannion, senior attorney for the American Center for Law and Justice, has been handling these pharmacy cases. These are pharmacists that don't want to be involved in the abortion business. Frank, you had a big victory on a very important procedural motion and substantive motion on cases that will have a big impact on this issue.
That's right, Jay. Just a few days ago, we learned from Madison County, Illinois, that four of the people we're representing have prevailed in their against a motion to dismiss filed by the Walgreens company, who were suing on their behalf. These were four of a number of pharmacists we've represented in Illinois and elsewhere over the past few years on this issue. They don't want to be coerced into selling things that they believe cause early abortions, and the law should be on their side. On paper, it's on their side, and we bring these cases to put some teeth in those laws, and so far we're prevailing. We've won several victories in the past year or so in Illinois, and this is the latest in a series, and we think it's sending a strong message that pharmacists' conscience rights must be protected.
You know, one of the things that I think is important here for everybody to understand is the front line on the issue of abortion. There's really two front lines. One is the crisis pregnancy centers. We've defended their right to exist and their right to perform their functions, including now the utilization of ultrasound, which is revolutionizing the whole abortion debate, because now after the partial birth abortion victory and the victory in that case, states are given more authority under informed consent laws. And the second, of course, is medical professionals that don't want to participate in abortion procedures. But how would you react if you were a medical professional and you're told you must participate in an abortion procedure? 1-800-684-3110, and if you don't do it, you could lose your license or be fined or both. What are the penalties, Frank? If a pharmacist was found to be violating this law, what can happen to them?
Well, they can lose their license. And whenever the Department of Professional Regulation brings a charge against a pharmacist, that's the thing they ask for, you know, up to and including loss of license. Now, in a typical case, they may modify that to a substantial fine and a significant suspension. But talk about disrupting a person's career, if not ending it. How do you explain to your next employer, I was on the suspended list for 2 years? That's not going to look too good on your resume as you go forward.
Penalized for being pro-life is basically what it means.
Exactly.
The good news is, though, that a lot of medical professionals, doctors, internists, nurses, pharmacists are speaking out. This is becoming the frontline fight in the fight for life. So, and the case law is developing very, very nicely here. So we're greatly encouraged about that. Folks, we're taking your call today on a variety of issues. We're going to talk about the Jimmy Carter visit. We're going to talk about two cases at the Supreme Court of the United States. Why is it that they attack the Ten Commandments? What is it about the Ten Commandments being attacked? Then you've got the whole situation with a group of black pastors rallying against Planned Parenthood. Why? Because of racist practices. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your calls from around the country. We'll come back from the break. We'll get more of those calls. Frank Mannion's going to stay with us. Folks, I want to encourage you to call us. This is the kind of program today where we're going to talk about a variety of issues. I am going to give you an update on the situation with Gina, the student that is standing up for her beliefs. We're expecting responses from that school, by the way, and literally momentarily. It could be as early as tomorrow. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Now, for those of you that are, in fact, going to, and this is important, want to stand against what President Carter has done with the Carter Center and federal funding, we've got a petition. This is the last 2 days we're going to be doing this. 877-989-2255. Our money should not go to the Carter Center. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Against the advice of the White House and members of Congress, former President Jimmy Carter decided to meet with Hamas, one of the world's most dangerous terrorist organizations. Carter's meeting with Hamas has been roundly condemned and has prompted members of Congress to launch legislation that will pull the plug on federal funding of the Carter Center. Nearly $20 million, your federal tax money, already has gone to Carter's organization.
The U.S. government has to break ties with President Carter. We don't want any more of this. We don't need a one-man foreign policy roadshow. Mr. Carter is being totally irresponsible in meeting with terrorists, and there must be consequences.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice in support of this important legislation. Send a strong message. If you meet with terrorists, you pay a price. Stop the federal funding of the Carter Center. Sign on to the ACLJ petition now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org.
It's the Logan Show!
Hi, this is Logan Sekulow, host of the Logan Show. Each week on the Logan Show, we bring you hilarious comedy.
Basically, I've invented extreme shuffleboard. It's a lot like normal shuffleboard, but here's the difference. Flaming discs.
Live performances and exclusive interviews with the biggest names in Christian music.
Tonight's special guest, Stellar Car. Sanctus Real. Toby Mac!
Cause we're booming out the stereo system! This goes out to anyone listening!
Find out more information on upcoming shows? Visit our website at loganshow.com. That's www.loganshow.com. The Logan Show is fun for the entire family and is on cable and satellite TV from coast to coast. In fact, we're on DirecTV every day on channel 378, the NRB Network. We're also available on Inspiration Network, iLife, FamilyNet, Daystar, GodTV, and many more. So check us out and see what you've been missing. That's The Logan Show at loganshow.com.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. Frank Mannion, Senior Counsel with the American Center for Law and Justice, is with me today. He's in our offices in Kentucky. We just got an email question that just literally came in moments ago from Maureen in New York. She asks, I would like to know the results of the ACLJ's letter to the Suffolk County Community College regarding the professor's infringement on Gina's First Amendment rights. And she wanted us to post an update. Where the only reason we've not posted an update is we're expecting the full response tomorrow from the school. So I want to encourage you we are working on this diligently. And next week on the broadcast, I expect we're going to have a positive outcome or certainly a significant update. May even have it tomorrow, but I don't think we'll have it by tomorrow morning. So by the time we go on air at noon, most of the stations take us at noon, some later in the day. But we will, as soon as we get information, we will post it at aclj.org. Look for it in our daily trial notebook posting. Let's go to Lucy's calling from Kentucky on line 3. Hi, Lucy.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I was calling about the abortion issue.
Sure.
I am a registered nurse, and I would never participate. There is so much dictation already, both on a state and federal level in the health care. I would not participate in abortion. They could take my license.
Frank, let me ask you that, because you've represented nurses, actually, on that situation. How prevalent is this problem for nurses being compelled to participate in abortion procedures? I know we went to trial on a series
in California. Yeah, and Lucy's from Kentucky. There's a strong conscience law in Kentucky. In fact, we represented a nurse in Kentucky, maybe 9 or 10 years ago, who was fired for just expressing a pro-life view, and we were successful in that case. So Kentucky's got a very strong law, Lucy, and if anybody should in any way pressure you because of your pro-life views, you get in touch with us because we'd be happy to take that one to court.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've had great success, including punitive damage verdicts on these. So 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Talking about a variety of issues, from the President Carter's visit to the Middle East, what does that mean for Middle East relations, to the situation with the pharmacists and the pro-life issue, upcoming Supreme Court cases. And by the way, President Carter, I want to read you this quote again, said, Hamas was not legitimized by my visit. They were legitimized by the fact that their people voted for them to be the ruling party in their parliament. So he's acknowledging, at least certainly here in this report in USA Today, that they are the legitimized government for the people of the Palestinian territories. I think that is just underscores the outrageous nature of what he's done. Tony's calling. He's on line one. Hi, Tony.
Morning, sir.
Hi, how are you?
God bless you for your work.
Thanks.
This Carter incident, I'm a retired Army officer. And I took an oath that says I will, defend my country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Those people just don't hate Israel. They hate all of us. we're that's non-discriminate with those people. And Mr. Carter, as far as I'm concerned, violated his oath as the commander-in-chief by saying he was forced to defend the Constitution of the United States. What's he doing over there?
Well, what he's doing is he's legitimizing, and he says he didn't do it, but it was just they were legitimized. He's legitimizing Hamas. And for those of you that have not been to the Middle East, to understand the region, it is great to be able to go there. And by the way, if you want to go with us to Israel, we've got one more bus that we've opened up for the trip. Here, let me give you the number. Call our tour information number. I'm leading this trip June 18th. You'll go for about 10 days. And interestingly here, and this is, I think, will be very, very interesting as well. You will not only participate in seeing all the biblical sites and the key sites, obviously, but you're going to meet with military leaders, have lunch with the Israeli Defense Forces, meet with the former ambassador from Israel to the United States. John Ashcroft, former attorney general of the United States, is going to be there. It's going to be an unbelievable trip. It's a small group of people. We take about 150 people or so will be going. We have students from Regent University there as well. It is going to be an incredible trip. Here's the number, 1-800-662-5406. That's 800-662-5406. And there's a great way to understand all of what's going on in the Middle East is to be there in Israel to understand. Jeff is calling from Ohio. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
I'm also in the Army. I'm an intelligence officer. Have been to the region, Southwest Asia, in and around 5 times
okay.
in my career, and actually just got back from Iraq. And I just wanted to preface it with, I certainly respect everybody's opinion to agree or disagree with foreign policy of
sure.
President Carter. However, I really feel like we're looking at this in a very black and white perspective, and it's certainly not black and white. President Carter going to visit Hamas, although we may disagree or agree about that visit, you have to understand how Hamas came about, and that is because of a very corrupt Fatah government
Correct.
That wasn't serving its people. Now, they have lost the election. Hamas has taken over. What President Carter does when he goes out there is leverage us to be able to drive foreign policy in that region like we would not have been able to do before. Now, whether the State Department or the President of the United States is going to publicly agree or disagree, you have to understand they can't publicly agree to the trip he's taken and what he's
well,
doing.
Well, I don't mind that, look, anybody could, like you said, anybody can take a trip. But the problem is you are lending the prestige of the presidency. I mean, Hamas said that, and they not only did it through their own corrupt means. And listen, Hamas, Fatah, one's a little bit more moderate, whatever that means in the region. And obviously you've served over there, and I've made a half dozen trips in the last year there. But the fact of the matter is Hamas took over the Gaza Strip as soon as the Israelis pulled out. And the first thing they started doing was extinguishing Christians. And when I say extinguishing, I mean killing Christians in the Gaza Strip area. And problems in the West Bank, too, but not near to the proportions as they are in the Gaza. So the problem is when a former president goes over there, it gives prestige of the office to that terrorist organization. And I just think it was a very, very bad diplomatic move and a very, very bad move for a former president. We appreciate your call, Jeff, and appreciate your service to the United States. Let's go to Trina, who's calling from Tennessee. Hi, Trina.
Hello.
Yes?
I just want to say, as a nurse and as an American and a Christian, I feel like we are compelled and ordered to obey man's law until it conflicts with God's law. They can have my license, but they cannot take my salvation.
Well, listen, the good news is, and I'm going to let Frank comment on this, the fact of the matter is that you don't have to be in that situation because a lot of states have adopted these conscience clauses, and we think there's a very good chance of those being deemed constitutional. We're handling the big ones right now in court. But, Frank, the good news is in a lot of states, you don't have to make that dilemma choice.
Well, that's true. Most states have some form of a conscience law. Now, they're not even across the country, and they're not all as good as some of them are. But none of them are any good unless they get enforced, and that's why we're in Illinois. Because remember, Illinois had the best, still does, had the best conscience law in the country, but once the governor decided to ignore it, all hell literally broke loose, and we've been in court for the last 3 years, federal, state, suing the governor, suing corporations that blindly followed him. But it is true, and I would say this for the caller from Tennessee, whether your state has a conscience law or not, you're protected by Title VII of the Federal
Right.
Civil Rights Act, which requires an employer to at least attempt to accommodate your religious views when they conflict with your job tasks. Now, some employers are not very accommodating about that, and I recommend that people get in touch with us when that happens, because we can show them that we've been successful in court, and it's amazing how accommodating they become when we show them that.
Well, one of the things that I'm optimistic about is the fact that Frank has led a team that's done a great job on this, and we're getting great results. So it's not just a situation where you do the best you can with what you have. You always do that. But we do have law developing positively on our side. So, Trina, that the idea there is that as a nurse, you're not going to be faced, or a doctor for that matter, faced with that kind of dilemma. I will tell you this also, though. It's something we've got to be very vigilant on, and we're going to do that at the American Center for Law and Justice. We consider this one of the front edge issues on the life issue. Let me give everybody an update on another point, just to change topics just for a moment. On Monday's program, we're going to be talking about military chaplains again, because I received a call this morning about an hour before we went on air from Congressman Walter Jones. He'll be our guest on Tuesday. And the discussion with Congressman Jones was a renewed interest to get one last chance to see if we can get that presidential directive. He's got a new case that he's going to talk about where a chaplain has been disciplined because of, again, praying in Jesus' name. So we're going to give you information about that, and we hope to have be able to make one last strong push for that next week on the air. So we'll let everybody know. Cindy is calling from North Carolina. Hi, Cindy.
Hi. I just wanted to tell you that on Tuesday I called my congressmen and senators about this Carter Act to support it. And the staffers told me that they're receiving calls, but not as many as they really need to receive. She said that the congressmen and senators are just absolutely chomping at the bit to pass this, but that they really need to be bombarded by the people of America, particularly Democrats, because Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid are kind of holding back on this because they kind of don't want Carter to be embarrassed.
Yeah, except that I will say this, that to defend the Democrats here, that they have. There's been a number of Democrats that have spoken out against what Jimmy Carter's done. So, but I do think you're right, Cindy. You got to speak out. Now, we've just sent out an email alert today. That's going to increase the volume significantly. We think we'll be at 20,000, maybe 30,000 signatures by the weekend. We will then have our government affairs office on Monday go to work and getting that to all those congressmen, and that will make a huge difference. The idea that our federal taxpayer dollars are going to Jimmy Carter is outrageous. And it's more outrageous the fact that we're paying for it and he's meeting with and negotiating with Hamas, which to me is just, as Congressman Frank said yesterday, it's just it's inexplicable. That kind of action. So here's what we need you to do. You go to your phones right now. Add your name to this petition so that we stop the funding of the Carter Center with federal tax dollars. 877-989-2255 is the number. Let me give it to you again. 877-989-2255. Now, you can also go to aclj.org. You can sign up online. We've got information posted online, and we'll keep you informed. Again, if you want to add your name to this petition, 877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
It's a trip you won't want to miss, a trip of a lifetime to Israel. Join the American Center for Law and Justice in this unique 10-day visit to the Holy Land, June 17th through the 27th.
You're going to see the biblical sites. You're going to go to the border of Lebanon. We'll meet with the Israeli Defense Forces, military leaders, educational, academic leaders. You're going to see a tremendous insight as to what's going on in the Middle East.
Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this life-changing trip, but you must make your reservation soon. The deadline, May 15th. You'll visit the historic and holy sites in Israel and meet with top government leaders and military experts. Stand with Israel by standing in Israel, June 17th through the 27th. Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this unique trip to the Holy Land. The deadline for reservations, May 15th. Call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Or online at aclj.org. Make your reservations for Israel today.
The problem is not that I met with Hamas and Syria. The problem is that Israel and the United States refused to meet with these people who must be involved.
Against the advice of the White House and members of Congress, former President Jimmy Carter decided to meet with Hamas, one of the world's most dangerous terrorist organizations. It's the same group that's targeting the nation of Israel and the same group that's killed Christians in the West Bank and Gaza. Now there's an effort on Capitol Hill to fight back. There's new legislation that will strip federal funding from President Carter's Georgia Georgia-based Carter Center. Nearly $20 million, your federal tax money, already has gone to Carter's organization. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice in support of this important legislation. Send a strong message. If you meet with terrorists, you pay a price. Stop the federal funding of the Carter Center. Sign on to the ACLJ petition now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at ACLJ.org.
Everybody, welcome back to the broadcast, 800-684-3110. We're getting a lot of emails on the status of Gina's case. That's the college student's case out of New York. We're going to have an update for you on that on Monday's program. But let me encourage you, this weekend on television, we've got a very special television broadcast dealing with this issue. Gives you the history of the case. We interview Gina. You're going to want to listen to this now. If you go to ACLJ.org, you can get the information on where we air. On Friday night, it's on Inspiration Network, and I believe it's at 8:30 on Saturday night, we're on at Daystar at 9:30 in the evening. TBN at 9 o'clock on Tuesday. I think that's East Coast time. West Coast time, Pacific Daylight Time. So it'll be midnight going back to the East Coast. And then the Family Net as well. So a number of other networks. So if you want to go to ACLJ.org, you can find out we're going to air a very special program coming out that we did. We had our cameras come into the studios, do this very special program. It makes you feel like you're literally inside the radio studio when we're doing these. So I encourage you, and we'll give you an update then on Gina's case. That'll be for this weekend. We've got a lot of calls coming in on the Carter matter. We're going to get to those. We're going to run a special tomorrow, by the way. We're going to re-edit some of those interviews with these congressmen that we did, because we got so many calls about those. We'll let you be able to listen, those of you that may have missed it, and I'll put some other updates on top of that as well. So let's go right back to the phones. Paul is calling from Idaho, line one. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Jay. I'm wondering how come we are sending millions of dollars to the Palestinians in the first place. I mean, to me, that's like the ultimate in hypocrisy.
Well, this whole policy right now of funding your enemy is, and especially when it's the Palestinian authorities being run by Hamas, these are the sworn look, in Hamas's charter, they call for the destruction of Israel, and they're not very kind to the United States either. So I think it brings up an entire geopolitical situation on why we're funding them in the first place. But take it a step further. Now we're funding Jimmy Carter to go over there. He's just gotten back. And he was meeting with Hamas leadership as the former president of the United States. So you're funding it to the tune of about $20 million to the Carter Center. And we think this is ridiculous. But again, it brings up two points. One is, to understand what's going on in Israel, we encourage you to go there. Join us in Israel. I'm going to be leaving June 18th, taking a small group with me. We're going to meet with a number of government leaders, a number of experts. You're going to really want to go to this trip. 1-800-662-5406 is the number. That's 800-662-5406. To get information to go to Israel, we encourage you to go and join us for this trip. Let's go to Carrie calling from Arizona. Hi, Carrie.
Yes, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I have two things. First of all, I know you'd mentioned earlier in the week about Condoleezza Rice possibly pulling Jimmy Carter's passport.
Yeah, Sue Myrick, the congresswoman from North Carolina, was proposing it may not be permanently pulled, but pulled it for the trip like that's going to take place.
Well, I think it would be really cool. He's getting a lot of mileage out of all the news footage that we're covering him, and I believe that if he wasn't getting all the news TV airing, that he would just become a very high-priced hostage over there. They are using him, and they would love
Well, they are using him. I mean, they've already said it. Look, they met with Jimmy Carter, former president of the United States. It gives them power and prestige. And, I think it's ridiculous. But, again, I think the first order of business is we should not be paying for the trip. The taxpayers. And there's an easy way to fix it, and that is to add your name to this petition. It's going to be delivered to Congress on Monday and Tuesday of next week. And we're saying we're not going to support this. There's the Carter Act proposed by Congressman Nolenberg that says no more funding, federal funding, of the Carter Center so that he doesn't take these trips, at least at our expense. 877-989-2255 is the number if you want to add your name to this. 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. Jack is calling from Tennessee. Hi, Jack. Jack, you're on the air.
Oh, okay. Hey, I sort of agree with Carter to go over there and negotiate, because if you don't get anybody over there to negotiate...
Who's he negotiating on behalf of, Jack? Who's the party he's negotiating on behalf of?
Will you let me finish?
Sure.
Real quick? You know, so if you don't negotiate, all you're going to do is have nothing but but killing and killing and killing.
Yeah, who is he negotiating? Jack, first let's get, you know, first thing straight. You say you think he should go over there and negotiate. Who's he negotiating on behalf of?
Started what, about 20 years ago because the Jews come
I'm not going to listen to that nonsense. I mean, Jack, you know, you get this. If this is the people, if your view is the view that's supporting Jimmy Carter, that because of an anti-Jewish or anti-Israeli sentiment, well, that kind of, you've made my case. I mean, this is, if I was at an oral argument in the Supreme Court, I would say, unless the court has any further questions, I have nothing else to say, because you just summed it right up, Jack. And that's unfortunate that you think that way. But that's the problem when Jimmy Carter goes over there. It gives people that are thinking that way this idea that it's okay to negotiate with people that are bent on your destruction. Bob is calling from California. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Jay. Say, thanks a lot for all you
sure.
do for us. On behalf of Jimmy Carter, his arrogance and total disregard for the well-being of his country has totally gone to his own character. And in this upcoming election that we have for President of the United States, people need to understand that character matters.
Well, look, I think it's going to be, and I think, by the way, Bob, that the issue of the Middle East is going to be front and center when it comes to the whole presidential election debate and how you view and how you engage the Middle East. Now, as I said, I've made a lot of trips over there. We do a lot of legal work in the region. We work very closely with the former ambassador from Israel to the United States, Danny Aylon, who, by the way, is going to be on our trip to Israel. So I really want to encourage you, again, if you haven't yet made plans to go with me, I'm leaving on June 18th. My wife Pam and I will be leading the trip. There's going to be about 150 people, including our students, on the trip. This is really a must-see. Looks like we're going to be meeting with the president of Israel, Shimon Peres, so it's going to be a really incredible trip. 1-800-662-5406 to get information about that trip. That's 1-800-662-5406 to get information about the trip to Israel or to go ahead and book your reservations. Let's go to Joyce, who's calling on line 4. Hi, Joyce.
Hi, Jay. I agree with you wholeheartedly what you're doing, and God bless you for
Thanks.
It. But it brings up two other things. Nancy Pelosi went over to
Syria.
Syria?
Yep.
And there wasn't an outrage like that with her. And Clinton invited Yasser Arafat into the White House, and you didn't hear a big outrage about that.
Well, you did with it. When President Clinton brought in Yasser Arafat, that caused a lot of consternation here. When Nancy Pelosi, you're right, did not get the attention that it should have when she went over to Syria. But this is a whole different ballgame, because here, former President Carter was negotiating directly with Hamas. And to me, that takes it into a completely different realm and a different situation. Kathy's calling from New York on line 1. Hey, Kathy.
Hello. While I'm troubled by former President Carter's visit to and negotiations with Hamas,
yep.
I'm equally as troubled being a New York City resident, having lived through 9/11, that we have allowed Hamas sympathizers
yeah.
and or members to immigrate into this country, which I think poses a much greater problem.
I'm not going to discount at all the seriousness of not knowing who's in your country and not protecting your borders, because I'm with you, it's very serious. You know, when you put it on a scale of what's worse, I mean, it's hard to even look at it that way. None of it is good. The problem with Hamas, and if you're in the region, you understand this. You're talking about square feet differential between Israeli border, literally, going up to the Gaza, and there's an exit ramp off the main highway, and it says Gaza Strip. It's in English, Hebrew, and in Arabic, and it says Gaza Strip, and that's the exit to the Gaza Strip. And it's one exit off, and there you are, and it's right in the middle of the area, and it's controlled by people that have killed Christians, which to me shows you the nature of what we're dealing with. So that's again, if you've not yet decided to come to Israel, let me encourage you to do it today. Go to your phone now, call to get information about this Israel trip, or go ahead and sign up. 1-800-662-5406 is the number. That's 800-662-5406. You can also get information on the trip at aclj.org. So we encourage you to do that as well. Now, as we close the broadcast out, let me encourage you on a couple other points as well. Very, very important. One is we want to make sure that we have your voice counted so that the President Carter's continued funding of the Carter Center from federal dollars stops. We're going to deliver those starting Monday and Tuesday of next week. So you need to add your name today and tomorrow, the last days to do it. 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255 to add your name to this petition that's going to support the Carter Act, which will be the defunding of the Carter Center from federal dollars, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And watch this weekend, the television broadcast, very big special on the case of the college student and a professor and discrimination.